The Angels play host to the Braves as Albert Pujols gives chase to a milestone. He's sitting on 598 career homers as he faces Bartolo Colon in the third.
Albert drives one out the left. There she goes. Number 599, and the Angels have a 3-2 lead.
Boy, you can just feel it tonight with Albert Pujols. We talked about it in the opening, how close he is to that number 600.
5-2 with a chance to get more and only one out. Here's Espinosa at the plate, and he lines one into right center. That's going to fall in for an RBI hit. Another run will score. It's now 6-2 Angels and still only one out. 12th batter in the inning is Cole Calhoun. Angels have scored 8 runs in the inning. Here's the pitch, and this is chopped on the left side. That's a base hit. Being waved around is Gratterall, and every single hitter in the Angels lineup has scored a run in this inning.
Albert in his 599th in the third inning, 8th of the year. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, and he got him. Down it in.
Number 600 will have to wait for another night, but the Angels still win easy, 9-3. Pujols finishes 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs, and Parker Bridwell allows 3 runs over 6 innings in his Angels debut and first big league start. He gets his first major league win. The Angels bounce back from Monday's series opening loss to the Braves and pull to within a game of the 500 mark at 27-28. Here's the skipper, Mike Socha.
Well, the first thing that I think struck us all is his poise. He was out there and was not fazed by Kemp's home run, was a little upset with his location. Getting out of the jam, made a great pitch to Flowers to, you know, end the first inning. Great poise. He was calm and showed good stuff. Oh, definitely. I think he threw strikes, used both sides of the plate. Changed speeds well, had good movement. Everything you're looking for. So that's an impressive outing.
It seemed like what was kind of on your side tonight, all nine batters coming in to score in that third inning. What was the difference you saw offensively?
Well, they cracked the door open for us. You know, Bartolo's he's really a good fielder, and it's uncharacteristic for him to make a couple miscues. But, I think we pressured him a little bit. We had some guys in motion, put the ball in play. A lot of the miscues in that inning led to runs, which got the momentum on our side. But we hit a couple balls hard. Albert got it going. It's a huge hit to get us back on top. And then we just put the ball in play and ran the bases and ended up looking up. There was 9 runs on the board. It's fun. I think you look up there and like what we noticed was I think he tied Babe Ruth for hits. That's really pretty cool. I mean, that's like, you know, to be able to witness that, we're all having a kick out of that. But everybody's got focused on trying to go out there and just play well and win games. And Albert's leading that charge. He wants to play well. He wants us to, to do what we can on the offensive side to support our pitching, and whether it's a home run or takes a walk or does something, he's going to help. You know, he's out there to try to help us win, but it's pretty cool.
Eric Young Jr. makes an impact in his second game with the Halos. He goes 2-for-5 with a double, a run scored, and an RBI batting leadoff.
I think everybody giving everything they got, not giving up, putting up good at-bats. We was able to take advantage of some miscues on their end, and that speaks a lot. You want to give every out and give everything you got.
And you've really made the most of your opportunity since getting called up yesterday. What has really clicked for you in taking advantage of every single opportunity?
Staying in the moment, enjoying where I'm at, not worrying about the results, and then just go out there and give everything I got and let the Lord take care of everything else.
And what's it mean to you to have your dad here in the audience to watch you last night and tonight?
It's huge. Usually he's coaching right now, so right now he can be dad and take advantage of watching me play, and it's a special moment for both of us.
And you showed up just in time. Albert Pujols hitting home run number 599 tonight, just one away from that magical 600. What's it like to be here and watch history in the making?
Anytime you can be here to witness history, you, like I said, staying in the moment, and this is a moment that you want to be a part of, whether you're witnessing it or whatever it may be, and I'm just glad to be here. Hopefully he hits the 600 sometime soon.
The Angels will look to score a series victory over the Braves on Wednesday when Jesse Chavez makes the start.